The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome to Faith and Retirement. My name's Tom Levine, and you know, God has given you and me, all of us, time, talent, and treasure in some measure. And what are we doing with what we've been given? We're going to take a moment to look under the hood and make sure that we're maintaining things well. And I'm with my good friend, Jay Peroni, who has a lot of talent, by the way. How are you, Jay?
Doing great, Tom. How about you?
Great. It's good to have you with us. And I'm excited about today's program, our special program today.
Yeah, we've got some exciting guests on today. We've got Sarah LeClaire and Steve Nelson, portfolio managers of the Prey ETF, the Christian Stock Fund. Always great to have them on the show. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're tag teaming you today. Thank you so much for being part of the program. So Steve and Sarah, it's great having you here. You two manage the FIS Christian Stock Fund, and that trades on the New York Stock Exchange, very exciting, under the ticker symbol PRAY. And we wanted to have you on Faith and Retirement and offer our congratulations, too, because I understand that the ETF just celebrated its three-year anniversary. So that's great. What exactly is the fund?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Tom. It's been an exciting 3 years so far, and we're very happy with this milestone. So it's nice to be able to share more of the story again and be on the program with you both today. So thank you for that. Prey is a Christian stock fund. Simply put, it is a basket of investments that are managed in alignment with our faith-based principles, meaning that we are not investing in companies involved in abortion, alcohol, tobacco, pornography, and some others as well, and building out a really well-crafted, diversified portfolio, both in companies domiciled here in the United States as well as internationally, large companies, smaller companies, and medium-sized companies as well. So if you were to just own one holding within your portfolio, you can obtain and achieve full diversification within that by owning the Christian Stock Fund, Prey.
Yes, and being an ETF, you know, an exchange-traded fund, that means it trades, in our case, on the New York Stock Exchange. ETFs as a group typically have lower costs than many mutual funds. So that's one benefit that investors get from it. In addition, there can be tax benefits. One big advantage of the ETF structure is that if we choose to, and it may not always make sense, but if we choose to, we may be able to manage the fund and grow the assets, give you investment results and performance, but not deliver a capital gains bill at year end. So for taxable accounts, the ETF structure can be a beautiful way even to pass money on to your children who will get a step up at death. So it's possible that you could have very large profits through the years and never pay capital gains tax on it. Of course, as dividends come out of the fund, which they do every year, those are taxed at ordinary income rates. But both the cost and the tax benefits of the ETF structure are partly why mutual funds as a group have been shrinking and ETFs in the industry have been growing over the last several years.
Yeah. And I'll just offer one more piece too. The fund is actively managed, so it's not following an index specifically. Prey itself has flexibility built into it that allows us to be able to manage risk and generate returns in a faithful manner. So while other funds may be kind of a set it and forget it type of allocation where it might be reviewed once or quarterly, we're as managers constantly reviewing the portfolio and making updates within the holdings as well based on what we're faced with in the markets and then also where our strategic thinking is going forward.
And we're shareholders, so you know that we are watching it actively.
And you're watching our family finances too, and so thank you for that. I'm checking it every day, so it's exciting to see the growth. And if you have questions, well, this is a very interactive program. You can call Jay at 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. So, Jay, obviously, you're a financial advisor with FIS. How do you utilize the fund or the for the families and individuals that you serve, our listeners?
Yeah, so as a financial advisor, I'm building portfolios for our clients, whether they're growth investors or conservative. And we use Prey as a core holding and base for our stock portfolios. As Sarah mentioned earlier, it's kind of a core holding. It's kind of go anywhere. So we use that as the foundation for the portfolio. And then with our larger clients that have more assets, we typically add some individual stocks, some gold and silver, some commodities, some other ETFs to really diversify that portfolio. And really, it's just a great way that our clients can have biblically responsible investments, make sure they're not violating their beliefs. And I know the portfolio managers, and they're very attentive to what they're doing and watching everything like a hawk. So it's great to have a real good team here at Faith Investor Services to help you not only manage your portfolio in a biblically responsible way, but also do financial planning as well to, as Steve mentioned earlier, make sure you don't pay too much in taxes and you can pass these assets in a tax-efficient manner to your heirs and to ministries and causes that are near and dear to your heart.
Well, we know that salvation is a free gift. On our radio program, we offer additional free gifts that are something that I think you'd really appreciate. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by our friend fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. You can get your free download right now at faithandretirement.com. That's the hub of our outreach ministry. You can learn a lot about us there. And don't forget, too, you can call Jay and the team today to ask for your free retirement analyzer. And that's a $750 value. So if you want to screen and clean your investments, pick up the phone and call Jay at 800-270-7310. So, Sarah, what are some of the lessons that you've learned in managing the fund over these 3 years?
Well, I will say one of the things that I appreciate about being on the team that manages Prey is that we are constantly reflecting on what's gone well and what we can improve upon, because we really do want to craft the ETF and the fund full of the different stocks that we own in a way that is constantly improving. And so there have been several lessons learned along the way. And most notable, especially now in the environment that we're facing, is that there's a lot of noise in the news. And it's our job to really sort through a lot of that, because we hear a lot of the same headlines that all of our listeners are listening to. And in addition to resources from all of our other outlets as well, helping to give us perspective on what's happening in the markets, both US and internationally, and having the ability to really parse through that and figure out what is going to be meaningful that might impact the trends of the markets and the portfolio going forward versus what might just be just news or noise rather within the news. So there's always a lot to learn from that, especially when you have information coming at you in a constant manner now with the media channels that we have. But it does just reinforce the thought of having an attention and being really attentive to the changing market environments, because there are things that are more short-term in nature, but then there's things that also can impact the trajectory of where the investment landscape might be going. And so having an attention to that and being flexible and adjusting the strategy along the way has been really important. And also being open to where future opportunities might come from as well, and trying to get ahead of that from an investment perspective and setting up the portfolio for future opportunities, not just being reactive to what is happening in the here and now or what has happened in the past. The other lesson that we've really taken away from this environment, both managing the ETF for the last 3 years, as well as the history we have in managing faith-based investments, is that screening is just as much of an art as it is a science. Hmm. And when we think about the screening of portfolios, that means reviewing the stocks for their business practices on whether or not they are involved in business practices that we don't want to be invested in. And there's a number of different screening solutions or products out there, and everyone looks at it and translates it a little bit differently. And based on where you are in your heart and your faith and what's important to you, you may have a different translation of a screen than somebody else does. And so for us, it's really been trying to speak our truth with grace as we're going through our screening process and taking that as a first degree of level of reviewing investments that we're making, but also knowing that the additional research we're doing may actually impact whether or not we invest in a company. Because just because one of the products or services will say that a stock that we're investing in is clean or not clean, that might not be the whole story. And so it's been really important for us to roll up our sleeves and do some more investigation in that to determine whether or not it's in alignment with what we know is important to our listeners here and to the investors who are invested within the fund.
This is so great. This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, but it's great to introduce other members of this family to our listeners. Sarah, I wanted to come back to something. We hope that all the listeners use Jay at FIS, but if you have another advisor or if you do your investing yourself, you can also invest in the fund since it trades on the NYSE, talking about the prey. So can you unpack that a little further?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, of course, we hope all of our listeners have reached out to and engaged with Jay of Faith Investor Services. But if you haven't, or if you enjoy doing this yourself, there are ways that you can invest in prey ETF on your own. And so you can either reach out to the advisor that you're working with, or within your own brokerage account or your retirement account. The prey, the ETF is traded on the New York Stock Exchange. So on all the major platforms, you are able to go out and buy shares of the ETF within your portfolio itself. So right now, as of the date of this recording, it trades for plus or minus about $30 a share. And it really allows investors to be able to invest in a faithful manner in a way that they don't need a lot of assets in order to do so. It makes it really accessible, really available for anybody to be able to invest in the fund if they wish.
Great. Steve, I haven't picked on you for a while, so can you give us a sense of some of the recent buys and sells that you've made in the fund and why? How do you approach that?
Well, we've approach it always with the idea of Proverbs 13:11. You know, wealth that's gained hastily or dishonestly will dwindle, but whoever gathers it little by little will increase it. And it's been said several times today that this is a core fund. We want investors to be able to own it for decades, ideally, maybe even pass it on to the next generation. And so the idea is to invest in great sustainable businesses. And by sustainable, I mean companies that generate solid cash flow, companies that generate healthy balance sheets and have good dividend payouts in many cases, but companies that are going to endure. And so one recent theme that we're investing in is, of course, AI, artificial intelligence. And people tend to think of the technology stocks, but I think we've all heard in the media that you need to have a lot of energy to support AI. And so we bought AEP, American Electric Power.
Oh,
And we
wow.
did so right at year end in the fund at about $92 a share, and it's over 100 today. So we have, even in the case of a utility stock, been able to invest in a theme that we think has durability and that should be with us for quite a while.
Very good. Sarah, you recently sold Dexcom. Why did you sell that?
Yes. So for those of you who are not familiar, Dexcom actually produces continuous glucose monitoring systems. So for those with diabetes, allowing the monitoring of glucose. And Dexcom is a single product company, meaning they're more of a what we would call a pure play company where they don't have a lot of different products or services that they develop. And Dexcom itself, they really beefed up their sales staff at the beginning of last year. And unfortunately, it wasn't really met with a lot of new clients. And that paired with some changes in how reimbursements were made with insurance companies made it a really challenging year for Dexcom to navigate in an environment where, in the healthcare space, when we look at their peers, there was a lot of other businesses who were producing results in a manner that was more growth oriented than Dexcom was. So unfortunately, they come across some more challenging times. And usually when that occurs, we'll put them on a review and we'll say, okay, for a company like Dexcom, how are they going to be able to work their way out of this? What are they going to do to improve this situation? And then allow them some time to be able to show us whether or not they're able to meet their own objectives when faced with challenges. They unfortunately have had a harder time kind of climbing out of that space. And so we did sell Dexcom near the end of the year. It was at a loss, so we were able to capture some of that. So going back to the beginning of our conversation when Steve mentioned the tax benefits of the fund, this was helpful in that way. But it is a company that still remains on our watch list. So they, you know, if they can show continued improvement of working through this, they actually might earn their way back into the portfolio. Time will tell. We'll see how that goes. But it is a company that we did part ways with in the meantime.
We were talking about you and your family finances in the spotlight today. This is Faith and Retirement. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with the team right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Don't forget to get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. It is free. It's available to all of our listeners today by going to the website and downloading it. And that is faithandretirement.com for your free book, which is unapologetically Christian in its approach, by our friend and author, Jay Peroni. Here's a question for any of the three of you, actually the four of you. I've heard it said that stocks are in the roaring 20s. And what does that mean? Is that your view and why?
Well, I'll go first on that one. Yes, we do believe these are the roaring 20s. Now, of course, the fund itself started in 2022, which was a terrible year in the market. Now, we beat the market, but it was a tough time to start a new stock fund. It doesn't mean that every year will be good or every month will be good, but in broad strokes, we believe that this is a good decade. There are many, many reasons for that, but I'll give you just one recent example. Post-election, they did a survey of small business owners. And you may recall that small businesses employ more than half of the working labor force. So their sentiment, their positive sentiment on the economy is at a 39-year high. And we just sense a mood shift in America in the last couple of months. And we think that it will have a long runway. Where you're going to have a lot of companies enthusiastic about the opportunities that new technology presents. I think Sarah has spoken in the past about the innovations in healthcare and what AI and other technologies are bringing as far as breakthroughs to previously unmet medical needs. So whether it's healthcare or energy or technology, in virtually every field right now, there's so much innovation, and that creates opportunity. Whenever there are big disruptions going on, that can create real opportunity. Of course, we have a new administration with a pro-business backdrop. They really want to support business, and they'll do that in a number of different ways. But we sense, even in our own industry, the regulatory environment has changed, and that should be good for business and should carry us for quite a while here. Of course, things, we could be wrong on that, or there could be geopolitical issues that affect it. But generally, we had the view and still have the view that we're kind of in the roaring 20s. Now we have to be worried about what will come later in the 2030s. But for now, we'll celebrate and try and make some money.
Well, that's great. Well, in our final few moments here, Jay, our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. How will we know when it's time to back off of stocks? I mean,
yeah, so we use a number of indicators. We look at, you know, price movement of the markets and looking at 50 and 200 day moving averages. So from a technical level, we look at the health of not only the stock market, but the economy. And typically, most of the bear markets have happened either during world wars or during recessions. So those usually are the precursors for the stock market dropping. Our team here at Faith Investor doesn't think there's going to be a recession here in 2025. So we see this year ending higher than where it started. But really, those are the things we're looking for. Slowdown in the economy, starting to see more jobs being lost, consumer spending starting to tighten up. Our GDP here in the United States, 67, 70% of it is going to be controlled by consumer spending. So we watch consumer trends very closely. And as we start to see trouble brewing, we get more defensive. We play offense when times are good, and then we can play defense when times get bad. And the Prey ETF can do that as well. And you guys can talk about some of the defensive strategies you use within inside of the fund.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point, Jay. The importance of that is having flexibility. And Prey was built to encompass that flexibility. So we can have a more defensive stance when we need to within the fund. We can be more growth-oriented. We can shift and pivot where our exposures are on a sector basis and where the companies are located. And also, if it came down to it and we really needed to take quite a bit of risk off the table, within Prey, we have the ability to raise up to 20% of the funding cash. And this, the cash within the fund is interest-bearing cash. It's in treasuries. And so you get that ability to manage risk both in the construction of what you're owning, and then also the ability to kind of pump the brakes and raise some cash if ever needed.
And because we have the flexibility to buy large cap, mid cap, or small cap stocks anywhere in the world, we have tremendous opportunity to avoid risk when times get tough.
Very good. Well, I hate to do this. It's so unfair to our listeners to stop now, but unfortunately, the clock is the clock. Congratulations on 3 years of successful management of the FIS Christian Stock Fund on the New York Stock Exchange. That's very exciting. And I want to thank Sarah LeClaire and Steve Nelson and my good friend Jay Peroni for making this program what it was today, making it possible. And to our listeners, please go to the website, faithinretirement.com. Please give Jay a call and ask your questions. There's no cost and no obligation to do that at 800-270-7310. And remember, this outreach ministry depends on you. Please tell a friend about this and invite them to be listening next week. Same station, same time, for Faith and Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.